Good morning and welcome to the fifth season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand,
Sawadee Krap,
and of course the rest of the world. Well, I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is my average day when I'm in Bangkok. You know, what I do, what I get up, how I'm feeling, where I go, who I see. So, come on, let's do it. Well, when I wake up, I obviously have a shower and clean my teeth and you know, I'm staying in the Soi 3, normally just off of the Sukhumvit, right by the side of the Klong there, if you know it. And I wake up and, like I said, have a shower, chill out around the apartment, but I normally get up quite early, something like sort of 7 o'clock. So I sort of like tend to skip breakfast and I pop out. And what I also really do like doing, and you know this and you've seen this many times, is I'll take a little walk along by the canal and see the riverboat taxis, and they've got a little way that sort of moves me on. So there I am in the morning, I'm walking by the canal, then I come off into another area where there's a lovely little coffee shop, and I might stop off and just sit there and have a coffee and do pretty much what everybody else does. They like to, we all like to watch the world go by. And, you know, and just imagine where sort of the people are going and where they're coming from, and just sort of supping up life, really. You know, so that would take me till around about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then I think to myself, I'm going to sort of like pretty much sort of go and maybe have a few look around the shops and everything else like that, and sort of go down the Sukhumvit. Which is lots of things going on. So really, there you go. That's my morning. That's basically what I get up to. There might be some changes to that. I might walk a different way, or, you know, you never know. You might meet people and other things. So, you know, that is basically the morning. And, you know, obviously, if it's raining, I will still go, depending on how hard the rain is. And, of course, Bangkok is doing a lot of flooding at the moment. And, obviously, it depends if there's any flood waters about as well. But if that does happen, I have a tendency just to stay indoors, really. Well, you know, it gets around to the afternoon. And, you know, I've spent the morning, as I said, just walking down along by the Klong. I decide pretty much in the morning what I'm going to be doing into the afternoon. And that can be a whole manner of things. I do like my parks, definitely. So I may well go down to Lamprini Park. It's a bit of a trek from where I am, but, you know, it's not too bad. You know, I could be going around, shopping, looking around the shops is absolutely amazing. You do have quite a lot of choice where you want to go, because you've got like some of the markets as well. So you've got some of the late night markets as well. You know, things that happen along the Sukhumvit, which I will tell you later. Now, that's the evening portion. But then, you know, I like to go to Terminal 21. You know, that's really good. And, you know, you've got loads of other places as well. You've got Central World. Now, Central World is absolutely amazing. That is a massive shopping complex area. So really, what do you do after you've been busy and hurriedly walking around the shops? It's time to relax and spend your afternoon or late afternoon in a bar. And that's what I normally do. My favourite bar is actually the Game Bar on the Sukhumvit, and also there is Kiwis. But, you know, it depends. I'm spoilt for choice as to where I go. And, you know, and occasionally, you know, I'll be sitting in the bar and same thing, really, just looking out at the world. And, you know, yeah, then there's a good time maybe to actually have some food, and I'll settle down and just have some food, you know. But, you know, the way things are now, you know, after the thing that's happened over the last couple of years, things have got better. Bangkok, in my mind, is still sort of quiet in a way. But now, you know, they've got all these restrictions that are sort of like lifted, and I think it's from the 1st of September, they have a new scanning area for your boarding pass as you enter into the country. So you get your boarding ticket and you scan it and everything like that, just to make your ease of getting into Thailand easier, and it just so much that it can flow right through, which is always a good thing, isn't it? Well, this is the part of the show where I would like to give a big welcome to our new listeners. Thank you ever so much for listening, and a massive thank you for all our existing listeners. This is just so exciting. You know, I can't contain my excitement at the moment because I'm basically turning out podcasts now left, right and center. We've got this podcast, we've got the special edition of All About Thailand, which features music and also news bites and everything else. And also we've got the subscriber basis going on as well. You know, I as I said, I can't sort of contain my excitement about everything, because I have so many plans and so many things in my head that I just want to bring out to you guys. So anyway, we've had the morning, we've had the afternoon, and we've got the evening coming on. So what do I get up to in the evening in Bangkok? Well, there are so sort of many things that you can do in Bangkok. Sometimes I go out, we meet up with friends and we go out and we have meals in the many, many different types of restaurants that you do have. But 9 times out of 10, as I'm coming along, you'll find I will go pop into the 7-Eleven and get a real nice drink that I do like drinking, which is probably I shouldn't do. It's like the equivalent of 20 Red Bulls. But I have that. That's really sort of quite a good sort of start. And then I sort of think to myself, how roughly I want the night to go. You know? So when Kung is with me, we go out. We like to play. I like to have some food in our favourite Indian restaurant, and then go on and just play pool around Bangkok. It's brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Just go into any of the bars that we know that have got pool tables, and we're just sitting there and we just have fun. Just have fun. Just get out there and play pool. You know, she always wins. That's the thing. And then, you know, you find when you're walking along the Sukhumvit that all the sort of night sort of type markets start sort of setting up to sell their wares, and that's interesting as well. You know, there are so many things you can do. And, you know, as far as dining is concerned, you can have, you know, you can go to somewhere like Indulge, which does really, really nice food, very, very, very sort of fine dining. There's a fine dining aeroplane as well, an aeroplane that's set up for dining in. You've got so all the parts, sort of like the bars and the pubs and everything else like that. Plus, you know, you've got all the street hawkers with the food and everything that my wife does like. She likes the bugs and everything, the atakatan. Yeah, she really does love that, and she, well, I think she would. She'd eat it every day. She'd eat it every mealtime, to be honest with you. I mean, she loves it that much, you know. So it really puts a big sort of cheer on her face. But I think, actually, in saying that, I think I might have to try this one day. Is it Dakatan or is it curry? Which one would win? Now, this is another thing, actually, when you're talking about restaurants and talking about food, is there is this McDonald's restaurant in the Sukhumvit, which is actually shutting at 9 o'clock now. It used to be open or sort of like all the way around 24 hours, you know. But I have to admit, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it did really get quite lively, and there's quite a few ladyboys in there and other people that are sort of lying around drunk. So, you know, that's probably why they changed the hours, to be fair. But no, we like going in there, and you can get chicken. Fried chicken. Bad guy. Really, really, really nice chicken. You know, love it. Well, many a time, actually, Kong's gone and said, sent me off and said, you know, I'm busy, I do something for the minute. Can you go get some chicken? And that's what I would do. I'd toddle off and get some chicken for her. But in the evening, I mean, nightlife is another thing as well. There was this, obviously, if you like bands, there's loads of bars with bands. You've got Hillary's 1, Hillary's 2, which is, it's 2 or 3, is on one of my walks anyway. And then, you know, there's that, and there's loads of other bars as well, and that have the live entertainment and singers. Plus, you know, there's one place that we went to a couple of times now. I don't know when or whether it's actually open anymore. I don't think it is. And it was a great place. It was a bit like a comedy club, where you come in, and there's really, really long tables, and you just sort of sit down and you'd have your food. Well, people, it's a Thai bar, Thai place. It's all speaking Thai, Po Thai, Po Thai, Po Thai. And cracking jokes as well. It really is amazing and such a good entertainment. But, you know, obviously there is the entertainment zones as well, which is getting scaled down now and getting more sort of concentrated. You know, there, you know, and your night out now, as I said, what with all the restrictions lifted, can carry on in sort of well into the morning. You know, this is basically just a pure overview of the sort of things that not only I do and get up to, is what you guys can get up to. And there's been times, and you know, where you know, this sort of leads into a bit of a story here, and I know how much you love the stories, is you know, what tends to happen in the very early hours of the morning, and the kinds of things that you come across, you know. So yeah, it's all in all, it is really entertaining, and it's a lovely sort of evening. Well, you know, it's like I say, there are so sort of many stories of, like, getting, you know, walking down the souk and vit in the very early hours of the morning after having an absolutely tremendous night out with friends. You know, there's loads. There's been a time where a fireman, a retired fireman from America, an American chap, had lost his way in the hotel. He didn't know where his hotel was and couldn't remember. And I turned around to him and said, look, you know, it's tell me the name of the hotel. Luckily, he had a card. And I said, look, you know, I know where this is. I just walked past it. It's not that far. Just walk down this way. And of course, as we were walking, you've got all the rubbish bags out and the, and I turned round to him and said, look, be very careful when you go past those bags, because, you know, you don't want a rat to come out and bite you. And the very minute you started to walk past, this rat came out and he jumped. There's the old guy that was, I've mentioned in previous podcasts, that was sat in a chair. He'd obviously been rude to this younger man, and they were trying to get him to say sorry to the old man for whatever happened. You know, there's been the tuk-tuks racing up and down and going crazy. And yeah, it's just definitely interesting, sort of walking very early in the morning and, you know, like popping into some type. Well, once I popped into a Thai bar, so I knew it was a Thai bar, but you know, it turned out that the shutter was half down and it was a bit like a lock-in. So, you know, and I sort of went myself in there and said, can I have a chan? And they, you know, said that in Thai, and they all looked towards the door and tried to look beyond me and thought, well, he couldn't have said that, there's no way he could have. No, but he did. So, anyway, this is the end of the podcast, and I just thought I'd do this like a bit of an average day, you know, just how things go on and what to expect, and, you know, and it's just so great, isn't it? It is. It's just something about it. It's a really good life, I must admit. So, anyway, this is now the end of the podcast, and thank you ever so much for listening, and like we always say, stay safe. Love you all.